Boy, I got a hiding place in the Word of God. Come on, if we're going to read this Bible, we got to become this Bible. If we got to do this Bible, we got to think like the Word says. Come on, y'all. We out there. You out there. If you're going to be in, if you're going to be a part of the gift of what God has gave, he gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, he gave some pastors, some teachers. Come on. And if we supposed to be the gift to the body, and we ain't got ourselves together, how are we going to be a gift to somebody? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. How you going to be, how you going to do what the rest of the scripture said? Come on. We going through it, and we falling down. We falling to pray. We backing up. Hallelujah. We begin now. We begin to compromise. This is what's wrong now. We got too many. I'm just saying, we got too many people are compromising. You don't have to compromise with the devil to win somebody. Oh, God understand you. No, come out of that. No, God is a healer. God is a deliverer. Come on. Hallelujah. You didn't come to make friends when you preaching this gospel. You didn't come to be just you when you're preaching this gospel and you standing on the Word of God. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be spoken well of. You're not going to be liked by everybody. People that you thought was with you, when you stand and lunge out into the deep, they walk away from you because they cannot swim and they want to make you drown. It's real. It's just more than just going to the church building, because we're the church. It's more than just sitting up hearing a good sermon and not applying it. You got to apply the Word. Come on. Apply it. Walk in it. Talk in it. Live in it. Just don't live in it for a reason. A lot of times, I've said this before, people are just dating God. They're just dating God. They're not committed to the things of God. Uh-oh. Because if you committed to the things of God, that's why you find a lot of people don't want to get married. Because it come in an agreement and a covenant. Come on. Because it come with commitment. Nobody want to commit themselves to this Word. Nobody want to commit themselves to God. Come on. Because when you commit yourself to God and you come in covenant with God, God is able to use you. Oh, you judging me. You judging me. No, I'm just saying. People are turning away. The Bible said, the Word of God said this. There's going to be a great falling away. There's going to be a great falling away. People are turning to hear itching ears. They turn away from the truth. They begin to turn the truth into a lie. Oh, my God. They begin to take the Word and twist the Word to fit their circumstances instead of them fitting the Word. Why would you buy something that you can't fit? Why would you buy something that you can't fit? It's too small. They're too small, whatever the case may be. Same way it is. Sin does not fit you anymore. Come off and among them. Be ye separated, said the Lord, not Apostle Watkins, not your favorite preacher. The Lord said, come out from among them. Lunge out into the deep. Come out from among them. I don't care how long you've been friends with them. They're not going to understand you when you come into this river. And I'm not preaching. I'm not throwing a throwing slang. I'm just saying we all got to come up. Come on. If we're going to lunch out into the deep, we're going to stay out into the deep. If we're going to trust God, you better trust God. This is what I came to talk to you this morning. I came to let you know, come on, this Word that we are carrying, we are not just carrying any kind of Word. You carrying the Word with authority and with power. And there's a standard. People can say what they want to say. There's a standard in God. There's a standard in holiness. I'm telling you, fivefold, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. There's a standard, and there's things that we got to uphold, and there's things you got to come against. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, come on here, for the what? Work of the ministry. So I can't compromise with you when you in sin. Are you acting like sin? Are you wearing sin? Are you doing sin? I can't compromise with you. Can't do it. You ain't gonna get a lot of people when you preach like this. You're gonna be bashed. But if you're willing to suffer for the gospel's sake, come on. We want things real. We want things to be real quick, but we still want to be in sin. We still want to be in sin, but we want a quick fix. We want to do what we want to do. Come on. But every now and then, we want God to touch us. No, it don't go like that. It's time out. It's been time out. Apostles, go back. If you say you're an apostle, go back. Go back. Go back and be the apostle that God has made you to give to the body. You a prophet? Come on. Go back. Not prophesying for filthy lucre. Not prophesying to get your own gain. Not prophesying to get people to you. Come on. Go back and be the prophet. Come on. They warn the people. Tell them what thus said the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to tell them. What he told him, he said, go to Hezekiah and tell Hezekiah, come on, set his house in order. Come on, for he shall what? Die and not live. You got to go back and say what God said to the people. Evangelists, if we're going to evangelize, be the flame of fire that he given to you to gather the people. Come on, hallelujah, to gather the people. Pastor, guard the sheep. Guard the sheep. Look over the sheep. Protect the sheep. Stop having them ruling you. You ruling them with an iron fist. Are you ruling them for 50 lucre? Come bring me this. Bring me that. Trying to control them in that matter. Come on. And try to put fear in them. All of what I'm naming. All these. You're the gift. Don't do that. A gift does not do that. You don't, the Bible say he lead the 99. Come on, and go find that one that's a shepherd. He said, I give you pastors after my heart. Come on, after my heart. And his heart is not filthy lucre. His heart is not only me, only I. He said, I give you pastors that would do what? Feed you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Come on, they got to come up. They got to come up. Go back to being the gift. Go back to being the gift. Teachers, come on, bring it down. Don't talk so high above their heads or teach so high above their heads with all this other stuff and all this other stuff that's coming in and you're losing yourself in them too. Teach plain, plain, where they can understand it. A child can understand it. Come on. Teach like Jesus taught with parables. Come on. I know we in a high-tech modern day now where you got all the Greek and all this other stuff. Come on. You don't understand it. They don't understand it. But if you stick with the word, stick with the word of God, you can't go wrong. That's why stuff are creeping in unaware, because we won't stand up and be who we're supposed to be, who we've been called to be as an apostle, as a prophet, as a evangelist, as a teacher, as a pastor. Come on, as a pastor, as a teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Not the work of ourselves. Not to build your only empire. Come on. And then when you don't talk or run with them, you're isolated. But we know who we are. We know who we are in God. You know who you are in God. You carry the power. You're not going to be like when you preach this kind of gospel. Come on. You're going to be beheaded. Such as John the Baptist. Listen, I got to go to these phone lines. The phone lines are going to be open. Phone lines are going to be open. If you want to call in for prayer, I'll touch and agree with you. I'll touch and agree with you. Because, guess what? You can't allow the enemy to make you revert back to where God once delivered you from. Area code 321-632-1000. The phone lines are opening right now for you. Those of you that want to call in. Those of you that will call in and say, Apostle, I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray with me and pray for me. I don't want the enemy to try to come in and overwhelm me. I allow him to come in areas I shouldn't allow him. I should have been strong in this area. I should have stood up on the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the time right now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know God is who he say he is. I believe him. I take him at his word. I take him at his word. I had planned to talk about John the Baptist in the wilderness today. Got it laying right here. Uh-oh. Got it laying right here. But God took me this other way. Come on. We got to go back and have what you call a realignment. When your car, hallelujah, is going out of alignment, you don't keep driving it. What you do? You schedule an appointment. And they tell you, you need to what? Have a realignment. So the car can do what? Drive better. Same way it is over here in this walk. We got to go back and have a realignment because we have gotten out of alignment with the word. We got to become the word. We got to become the word. We got to do the word. Come on. We got to walk in the word. Walk in the word. Take it, these pages, and take this word off these pages and apply it and become what the words say, who we are in him. What you say about it? Come on. The phone lines are open for you. Excuse me. Phone lines are open for you today. Error code 321. Thank you, Prophet Gathers, for putting it up. 321-632-1000. Hallelujah. Again, the apostle. Again, the prophet. Again, the evangelist. Again, the pastor. Again, the teacher, the fivefold. You are a gift to the body. You are a gift to the body. For the perfecting of the saints. For what? The work of the ministry. Not ourselves. For the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry. The ministry is work. If I'm all tore up and messed up and I'm part-time, guess what? I'm going to teach part-time. Uh-oh. I'm going to teach part-time. I'm going to compromise. I'm going to preach for popularity. Come on, I'm going to be the apostle, hallelujah, I'm not turning the city upside down. Come on. I'm going to be the prophet, not prophesying the things of God, but the things of myself out of my flesh to make me feel or pump me up for the work of the ministry, for the work of the ministry. This is what we do because you're a gift to the body. Your gift to the body. The phone lines are open. I'm waiting for your phone calls. Those of you that don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, it's very simple. He said, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. He'll lead the 99 to come see about you. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, I'm not saved. I was listening to the radio broadcast today. And I don't know how to come in to get us alignment. Alignment, what are you talking about? Come on. It's just as simple as that. You straight away. Backslider, you straight away. Come on. Sinner man, you need to come on in. Hallelujah. Woman, boy, or girl, come on in. Come to Jesus. It's very simple. Again, confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shall be saved. Again, you don't have to write a letter. You don't have to wait for 3 days to get approval to see if you're going to be accepted into the kingdom. Come on. You can do it now. Come. Come now. While the blood is running warm in your vein. Pick up that phone. Dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. And God will come in. If any man open up, he said he'll come in and he'll consult with him. and he'll consult with you. Are you out there today? You say, well, Pastor, I'm saved, and I'm going through some situations and circumstances, and I don't want to be a part-time Christian. I don't want to just be for the fishes and loaves. I want God for real. Come on, call in. We'll touch and agree with you. We'll pray for you and pray with you. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the time. This is the hour. This is the minute. This is the second. Come on. For you right now, my friend. For you right now, my brother, my sister. Come on. Come on to Jesus. While you have a chance. While you can hear me. While you can accept him. Hallelujah. Don't reject him. Don't reject him. Whatever you do. I'm not telling you when you come here, everything going to be peaches and ice cream. No, I'm telling you, if you come to Jesus and accept him as your personal Savior, things, while you're going through, you have some help. You have some strength. And this is not a cop-out to just say, come to Jesus so I won't go through nothing. No, you're going to go through some things, but he give you the strength to go through it. Again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, you can speak into the atmosphere and can make the atmosphere conducive to what you say. I'm going to have peace through this. I'm going to have joy through this. Even though I'm going to go through this, but I'm going through it with joy. I'm going through it with peace. I don't have to go through this alone. I can go through this with help from Jesus, from God. He'll help you. Because guess what? It's time for your miracle, my brother. It's time for your miracle, my sister. Come on. Come through. Come through. Come out of what you're in. Because guess what? God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you today. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for my spirit don't what? Strive with man always. You're going through some circumstances and situations, and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. Come on. Come on to Jesus. Come on. You done been uptown, downtown, round town, through town, done did everything. Now you don't know what to do. This is your opportunity, my friend. This is your opportunity. My brother, my sister, this is your opportunity to come to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I've got some witnesses out there today. Everybody have gone through and will go through. Again, you will go through, but you got help going through this. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on. As the word of God said, Job said, a man that is born of a woman. Come on, what? There are a few days, but they're full of trouble. But we got help in the midst of it. We got peace in the midst of the confusion. We got joy in the midst of sorrow. Because why? The joy of the Lord is my strength. He'll give you strength even when you're going through sorrow. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the peace. Come on. He'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on him. See, this is why we can't play around. This is why I can't be a part-time Christian. This is why you can't be a part-time Christian. Because guess what? He's omnipresent. So I got to be omnipresent as a Christian at any time, every day, every second, every hour, every minute. Come on. Hallelujah. What you say about it? Come on, the phone lines are open. I know it's Monday morning. I know it's early. You're probably still trying to sip on your coffee or whatever you're drinking, tea, or eating your toaster strudel, come on, or your pancakes, come on, and listen, push it back for a minute and say, Apostle, just pray for me. Pray with me. I don't want to be a part-time Christian. I want to stand on the word of God. I want to be all that he inquires me to be through his word. Lean not to thine own understanding. Because I've been leaning too much to my own understanding. So this is why I'm in a half and half. But I want to become whole. I want to become whole. I want to become whole. I want to be made whole in every area of my life. Hallelujah. The time that I have left, I'm not going to be a part-time Christian. I'm just not going to go to the building. I'm going to become the church that I'm supposed to become. Because why? As the apostle, as the prophet, as the evangelist, as the pastor, as the teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, not the building we're all at, for the work of the ministry, for the kingdom, for the kingdom. As I was going to talk about John, prepare you the way in the wilderness. Come on, for the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to go back preaching the kingdom. We got to go back preaching the kingdom, winning souls for the kingdom. Come on. Come on. Are you out there today? Again, the phone lines are open. Praise God. Got a few more minutes. The phone lines are opening. My time is going to be coming gone. I'm going to have to get on up out of here. Come on. Hallelujah. Guess what? So in the natural, so in the spirit, we all going to have to get up out of here. But we got to be ready. We got to be ready when he called our name. We've got to be ready. Just because your name is on the building roll, that don't mean it's in the church, in the heaven roll. Whosoever name is not found written in the Lamb book of life. Come on. You're going to say, depart from me. I know you're not. Your works of an iniquity. Come on. So guess what? Be sure your name is written down. Where? In the Lamb book of life. Come on. You can't write it in there. He had to put it in there. He said, if you go down and it's not found in there, that ain't going to be on you. It's going to be on you because you didn't come to him to accept him as your personal savior. And those, if we had name is written in there, we better make sure we keep it in there. Don't be a part-time Christian. Come on. But be a soldier, a good soldier. Don't go AWOL. I like that. God bless you, Pastor Joyce Jones. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank all of you, El Cypress audience, Evangelist Mara. God bless you. Prophetess Gathers, God bless you. Thank God for you. Evangelist Patty Harvey, God bless you. Those that have been on, hallelujah. Those that have been on this from the beginning. My time is getting close. We got to get out of here. We still got a few more minutes for those that want to call in. Hallelujah. Call in and we touch and agree with you and we believe in prayer with you. Listen, again, get ready. Get ready. The address is up on the screen right there. Hallelujah. West Palm Beach. Hallelujah. 700 Odixie Highway. Hallelujah. Lake Park, Florida. When Friday night, we'll be there. We will be there. And we're looking to see some of you that are going to be traveling up just to be in the service with us. We're going to be looking to see you there because it's going to be a move of God. It's going to be what time for your miracle. Hallelujah. 2 minutes, callers. You got 2 minutes. Come on. You got 2 minutes. Pick up that phone. Dial this number. Error code 321-632-1000. Hallelujah. That's the life-changing number. It'll change your walk. It'll change your talk. It'll change your belief in God. Come on. Hallelujah. A miracle will take place. If you're out there and you need to call in, you got 2 minutes. Do this and it'll change your life. It'll change the way you're thinking when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to prepare yourself. Get ready for coming up. And we'll be in Daytona. We're in Daytona with Bishop Richard Williams and Overseer Gail Williams and Prophetess Shante Williams. We'll be their world survivals. Come on, get ready. Get ready for you. Hear me announce more about it as it gets close. It's going to be on a Friday night also. Hallelujah. Just put it out there. Clear your calendars. I think it's in the month of April. Come on. 1 minute left. 1 minute left for callers. God bless you. Hallelujah. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. The countdown time is coming. Are you ready or not? Will you be ready? God bless you, Carolyn Miller. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Hallelujah. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Again, don't be a part-time Christian. Be a full-time Christian. Come on. We stand in here. We don't hang in here. We stand. Having done all, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Come on. Make it your choice today. Make it your choice today. Make it your choice today. Make him your choice. Don't let the situation that you're in become your choice. There's a way out. There's a way through this. Come on. Trust God. Trust God. My time is coming gone for the callers. I have a few minutes left for you. You may call in, but you won't get me because the lines have been cut off now. But I want to encourage you today to stay in the presence of God. Those of you that are walking, those of you that are in the fivefold, come on, you're the gift to the body. Come on, you are the gift to the body. You are a gift to the body. Don't let nobody disencourage you. Don't be a part-time Christian, but be full-time. Lunch out further into the deep things of God and watch God bring up a harvest because you lost out. You lunched out, not lost out. You lunched out into the deep. And when they lunched out into the deep, they let down their nets. I can't get away from this. And they pull up and the net broke. Something is about to break for you because you're standing on the word of God. Something is about to break for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Because you're not half-stepping. Come on. 2 minutes left. Engineer said, I got 2 minutes left. Something is about to happen. There's about to, a miracle is about to take place for you. Come on. Stand on the word of God. Don't back down. Don't take down. Don't come to the shore for nothing. Lunch out a little further in the deep. Praise God. Be who God has assigned and called you to be. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what they say or think or do, stay where you at in God. You bring them to you. Don't let them pull you to them, to the shadow things of God. Amen. Praise God. We love you. God bless you. This is, again, Apostle Curtis Watkins, pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. 1 minute left, and you'll hear more about services at the end of the broadcast. But if you're ever in the area, come by. Come by. The hinges stands on the door of love at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. Come on. Amen. We'll see you in the move of God in some of our services. We're looking to see you, you and you. Until Friday morning, same station, same time. What? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and other stations. Until Friday morning, we'll see you around the Miracle Radio broadcast.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis.